And Jeff Kinney is the writer of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books, and he's on the Stevens Jewelers of West Springfield Celebrity Hotline with us. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for being on with us.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Now, a lot of people may not know you're from Massachusetts. You live in Massachusetts, actually, right?
I do, in a little town called Plainville, population 8,000.
Wow. So you're giving the town a name. Does it say, like, your name when you drive into town?
We have a bookstore in the middle of town now, so I've got a presence here for sure.
Oh, so you own a bookstore in town?
Yeah. We just created a bookstore called An Unlikely Story, which is a really unusual place, and it's a place where kids can come and meet me sometimes. And we're building a studio space on the third floor where kids can visit the Wimpy Kid, the place where I do my work, and so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's awesome. That is definitely going to be one of my family's destinations then.
Oh, good.
Where do you come up with all of these creative ideas, though? I mean, you totally identify with kids. I know my son's 9, and he loves reading the books. He's not a big book kid, you know what I'm saying? But your series really appeals to him. How do you find that you can get in touch with kids so easily?
I think that the books are just a little bit audacious. You know, Greg is not sort of a model character. So I think it's on the safe side of, risque, if you will, for kids. So I think they feel like the books are like a little bit dangerous, a little bit naughty, I guess. And so I think that's what makes the characters fun and relatable.
Well, we are so excited with the new book, Diary of a Wimpy Kid Old School. And this is book number 10, is that right?
It is. That sounds like a lot, and it is.
Well, we love the movies, too, and there were only a couple of movies. Do you think the movies are just done now? I know the actor who plays Greg has gotten older, but would there be an opportunity to replace the cast and do some more of your books as film?
Yeah, we're actually working on a new feature film based on The Long Haul, which is the Orange Book, and it's a movie about a road trip. So I hope that gets made. It's out of my control, but it's something that everybody who's involved, everybody wants to start it back over again and start with a new cast and see if we can get some laughs.
I got to ask you a question. I read online that you said having ADD is actually a gift and that you couldn't, like, sit in a classroom for 45 minutes. Do you have ADD?
I think I do. I've taken the online survey, and it certainly looks like, I check all the boxes.
But, I mean, you've written books, though. How do you stay focused to write books that are a couple hundred pages?
I think people with ADD tend to be able to focus on something for long stretches of time, mm-hmm. if they're really interested in them. And when I write my books, it's... it's a very intense period. I typically work between 15 and 17 hours a day, but I'm constantly like surfing the web and finding every distraction I can possibly find. So it's I'm able to focus and get the job done, but it's a struggle.
Well, thank you for putting that struggle to paper, because we do appreciate the great book series that you've put out there. It's not just great for the kids; the adults love it too. And I mean, without you, we would never have the Cheese Touch.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or bad.
That's true, actually.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for talking with us. Diary of a Wimpy Kid creator. Thank you so much, Jeff.